The day he had frosted flakes before Christmas shopping. One day in America's Newark, New Jersey, there was a family. It was 8:49 in the morning on a Saturday, the week before Christmas. It was cold and snowy. Lacedaemon, a dark-eared guy, was eating his frosted flakes while saying, "They're great!" Especially with the kind of thing like that. Yeah. Remco, auburn-haired and short, his wife, sat beside him with a slice of toast covered in eggs, butter, and bacon. Sparta, small but strong, their son, and Narnia, their daughter, brown-haired and lithe, were getting ready to go to Fleet Farm to go to Christmas shopping. As they hopped into the car, Narnia and Sparta gave the lists to the opposite parent, Sparta to Remco and Narnia to Lacedaemon. When they got to Fleet Farm, Sparta went with Lacedaemon and Narnia with Remco. As Remco finally found an item on Sparta's list, she lifted above her head, screaming with a wild light in her eyes, "Fly Sparta!" Has a seizure, and hops up and continues on shopping for Lacedaemon. Meanwhile, Sparta located a present for Remco and said in a low voice of a growling elephant tiger hybrid, "This is for Remco, my mother." Lacedaemon found a nice piece, perfect for Narnia. He snatched it up and he saw Sparta as he was looking at a large red button that said upon it the front as follows: "Do not press button to secret door to absolutely nothing." So of course Sparta pressed button and commercial break commences in 3, 2, 1 and rolling.
Every Chevrolet showroom across America, more and looking car that's just out and just wonderful. The 1957 Chevrolet. Some are looking at Chevrolet's daring new front end belly, the bull's new grill, big, beautiful sloping hood. Some are looking at Chevy's handsome new rear end with high fashion fenders and fresh new design. Everyone's enthused about the new color fashioned interiors and the sleek command post instrument panel. And the biggest news of all, Chevrolet's fuel injection, the greatest engine advance.
Mint of history, I know, shut up. Well, back to the story. A hatch opened up on the floor and dropped them into a pit of pythonical pythonness. But all the pythons were made of wood, so yeah. There was a door on the other side of the room. They went through, and on the other side there was a tomb filled with dead Roman legionnaires. Oh my god, holy crap. But about a legion sat dead, but not so. The legion was that of the ninth, the strongest of them all. But Sparta was a daring little brat and descended upon the golden eagle of the ninth. And then all the legion awakened. "Hit the road, Jack!" Lacedaemon scrambled to the exit, with Sparta in tow, still had the golden eagle. Reaching the exit, Lacedaemon hoisted themselves clear of the undead legion to run and crash into Remco, who said, "Well, I buy, don't you look at your present there, mister. I told you we don't need another lawnmower."
Dang, the legion's out.
Lions, oh my. Tigers, oh my. Bears, oh my. Oh my. Suddenly, her eyes clouded over. Narnia's, that is. She drew herself up and said in a calm voice, "Aslan, we need assistance." Then in a flash, a bang, a boom, so mighty, an email appeared to Lacedaemon, full to the brim with one sentence. "I always wanted to be in Skyrim. Yodeling a Swedish Greek ancestral war cry of doom, and charged while singing, another one bites the dust by Queen. And we are the champions, also by the Queen." Stopped before them and uttered the sentence with dread. "Willy Wonka be upon you and haunt you forevermore." The legion fell to him like an Oompa Loompa to a tiger shark. Left and right they fell, his rage burning in his eyes. One last demon was finished getting the fire hose to put out his fury. The whole of them fled towards his home to watch SpongeBob to calm their nerves. After finishing, a tremor, faint enough to be passed as a cat falling from the couch. Too bad they didn't have a cat! Therefore, they knew the prophecy had begun. Dun dun dun! To be continued in another story on Channel 1965242! Cast members include Alex, who created the story, read the story, performed the story, and did everything else with the story. Have a good night. And be sure to come back for another story that will probably never be created ever. Have a good night.